Generally, the people of Perth don't really enjoy it when sharks are around, but this is one shark that everyone's pretty happy to have around. Amy Shark, welcome to Perth.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
First time.
Is it? I was going to say, first time. So what are your thoughts so far?
I love it. It's just beautiful. My grandparents are like in love with Perth. They're like, oh, we see you going to Perth this weekend. That's fantastic. It's beautiful. You're going to love it. As soon as I landed, I'm like, they're right. It's beautiful. Great. Everyone's lovely.
Getting good plugs from the other side of the country. I love it. Because you're from the Goldie, right?
I'm from the Goldie.
It is slightly similar beach-wise.
And weather-wise. Like, as soon as I got off the plane, I was like, it feels like home.
All right, so let's talk about Adore. How does it feel to have just been absolutely thrust into stardom? Everyone's loving you. It's had millions of streams. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts?
It's crazy. I try not to look too deep into like all of it, but it's honestly like, yeah, I had a 9-to-5 job and I've quit that now and this is what I do. So yeah, it's obviously a whole new world for me.
Yeah.
I've been writing music for a long time. So to write this song just on my lounge and like just on my phone, I don't know. It's so weird. It's like, it's an indescribable feeling to have so many people want to know everything about this song and, you know, where were you when you wrote it? What was the weather like? What side of the couch were you sitting on? It's like, these questions are crazy.
Yeah. Can you remember all those details?
Well, it was just like every other night for me.
Yeah.
I write all the time.
So you didn't know that you were onto an absolute banger when you wrote it?
I think you'd be a little bit of a dick if you were that kind of a musician. It's like, oh, I've got a hit here. I got this one in the bag.
Exactly.
It's just not how you should think. And especially for me, it's not like I'm so new. Like I've just, no one knows who I am. So it's like when I wrote this song, it was like, I've just got another song that I really like, that I'm proud of.
Yeah.
I didn't for one second think that, people are going to love this. This is going to go bonkers. Like, never, never.
Yeah, but now it has. What are your next moves? What do you think? Are you thinking that it's going to hit the States or hit the UK? Do you think it's going to get that big?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I know that I've got a fantastic team in place that are going to take it to as far as they can. But for me, I'm just loving having people love my music and the fact that the next song that I bring out that I've got a lot of new stuff obviously that's been there because I've been writing all this time, so it's not like I needed to go and do a lot of writing. Like, the songs are there, and I'm just looking forward to having people hear new stuff.
Has anyone been kind of recognize you in the street now?
That's really weird when that happens. It doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, it's really bizarre. But it's cool. It's fantastic. Like, it's weird. It's weird.
Yeah.
But it's strange. It's like more so, like on the Gold Coast, no one will come up and say hello, but they'll write to me on social media and say, hey, are you here tonight? I can see you. Right. It's like, just come and say hi. But if I'm in like Sydney or Melbourne, people will just come up and just be like, hey, you know, can we chat or what are you doing here? Or can we get a photo? And it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. But
it's kind of like the digital age. Hey, people are more comfortable just writing to you from their bedroom rather than coming up to you face to face.
I was at a gig the other night and someone wrote, hey, are you here? I think I can see you. I'm like, I'm probably standing right in front of you. Just come and have a chat. Let's have a beer.
There you go. You've heard it. If you see any shark in the street, come up and ask her for a beer. Yeah. Or just hand her a beer.
I'm looking. Yeah, that's it. I need some friends. So come up and say hi.
All right. Well, I've got a beer here for you right now. So let's get into it. But thank you so much for coming in today, Amy. Amy Shark is going to be in town for her Adore tour on 2nd of April. She's going to be playing at Amplifier. But that one is sold out. So if you want to see her, head along to Groove in the Moo in Bunbury on May 13th. She's going to be performing there as well. But Amy, stick around because I would like to play a little game with you. You've brought your guitar with you, so we're going to be playing that next.
Okay.